gentleman, former Regina Pat, former NHLer, who maybe should be, if there was like a putting league, he could go in and probably dominate. His putter was red hot today. Nathan Dempsey joins us. Dammer, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Great, Greg. How are you doing?
Struz and I are doing well. Are you? Have you always been a good putter in golf?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mentioned to you earlier this morning that I possibly might have made a quick deal with the devil this morning when I woke up. And that might have been paying off for us today. But no, the flat set was working. And it's funny, we played together all day today. And, you know, at some point, all of us had a part of the game that was working, and mine just happened to be the flat stick. And man, we had a great day, that was for sure.
Dammer, Gregor's been on here talking for the last 20 minutes about how great he was. He said he almost had a hole in one. You guys used almost all of his approach shots. Can you confirm this or not?
Struddy, you and I go way back.
We do.
We go way back, and we have history, and I would love to prove otherwise, but Greg's was on his game today.
He
was on his game. He was 2 inches. I tweeted out a picture of him by his thing, although inside the Ranch Golf Country Club here, the clubhouse we're eating, I must not have got good service. But you'll see later on when the tweet goes through how close he actually was. I took a picture of him by his tee ball, and he was about 2 inches to a hole in one. We took that. And the par threes, he was money. And he played tremendously well. But again, all of us, you know, I just wanted to have a shout out. Brent Tucker, Mike Lansing, Mike Coughlin, myself, a couple of good old Spruce Grove boys got hooked up with Gregor today. And we all had our part in it. And we played money lights out.
Oh, no, we're going back in as a force because you win as a team. So we got to go back in together next year.
You guys didn't win today. So what are you talking about?
Well, we lost to a guys who had two professionals. Like, that's a joke.
You didn't win. You're not winners. You guys are just like everyone
else. Oh, we're still winners.
Struddy, don't start. Please don't start.
You guys are peasants just like everyone else.
Listen, if you would have been in our group, we would have maybe caught you in a backpack and carried you around the course. But we all know your feet will have still been dragging the ground, so we might not have been able to drag you around the course. So.
Hey, Nate, I want to get your thoughts on the Oilers. Having watched free agency, a guy obviously who played in the league and follows it closely, how much of an improvement do you think those good depth complementary guys that the Oilers signed are? Like, is how much of a difference? Like, is this a team that can go to maybe being 9th or 10th in the West? Did they have even a remote chance at the playoffs? Are they still a few guys away because their lack of depth at center?
Yeah, you know, Greg, I'm cautiously optimistic, and I know most Oilers fans are probably what they might call cautiously optimistic, because I really like the moves that they made. It seems to me that Mac Teague put his eyes on a couple of guys that he thinks are going to make improvements, and he went out and got them. He may or may not have overpaid, whatever the case might be, but he went and got his guys that put some size, put some puck protection, put some parts of the piece that they thought they might be missing, and went in and said, you know what, these are the guys we want. These are the guys that we think are going to be good complementary guys to our team, and we're going to go and get them. And by the sounds of it, they went and got them. And good on them. You know, I like the fact that they're getting bigger, they're getting stronger, they're putting the pieces together, the complementary guys, the guys like Hall and Nugent Hopkins and Everly, and they're going to put those guys together. And you know what? I'm not going to go out on the line, but I'm going to say, man, by all means, they're going to be a far better team than they were last year.
Dammer, you know, other than at center, it seems like now on the wings on D, there's a lot of guys are kind of more mature and established on each other's in those position. What's it like, the mentality for a young person, let's say a guy trying to break into the league, and now you see that there's not as many spots? Like on D, there might be one spot for perhaps Klefbom, Marinson, and Nurse to fight for and try to compete for. How does that mentality shift when you see midway through summer, you're now, there's not three spots, there's maybe one?
Well, Strez, you and I have been in the position before. You know, we're going as in young guys, and we're going, okay, you know, maybe you're in that position or maybe you're not, but you're going in with one thing in mind. And I think it depends on who you are. You're either going to take it as two ways. You're going to take it as a challenge where you're going to be, you know what, there might be one spot available and that's going to be my spot, which is, I think, the way that you should go into looking into training camp, that, you know what, I'm going to be the guy that's going to go in and take the spot. Or you can take it as a second way, as like, okay, well, now I'm got no chance and I'm not going to be able to get a spot. I'm going to start the year in the minors, and or I'm going to go back to junior, whatever the case might be. But you know what? It's competition. Competition's a healthy thing. So you know what? Let's bring it on. Let's get these guys in a spot where they're going to go, you know what? Let's get this thing going. Let's see who the best man for the position is, and let's get this thing started.
Nathan Dempsey joins. Nathan, you know, you coming out of junior, an offensive defenseman, not overly big guy, and coming in the 90s where it seemed that size was such a main thing even into the 2000s. But you look at a player like Justin Schultz, and as an offensive-minded defenseman like you were, how long does it really take to figure out how to play defense? Because not that you didn't know how to play defense before, but when you're an offensive defenseman in junior and you're putting up 50 points in 56 games, you can get away with not being, you know, a stalwart stay-at-home defenseman. But at the NHL, A, it's hard to put up that many points, so every defenseman has to learn how to play it. What's the biggest challenge, and how long does it take for offensive-minded defensemen to maybe really understand how to play defense in the NHL?
Yeah, that's a great question, Greg, because listen, here's the thing. Like when, and I think Streds and I were totally opposites. I mean, Streds is a big, strong, stay-at-home guy that was tough and could patrol the you know, defense line and do his thing, and I was an opposite. But I think for the offensive guys, it takes a little bit more time to know their craft. And what it is, it becomes timing. You know, you're trying to find your spots. You're trying to get the spots where you might be able to jump in and do your thing, and you don't want to be leading the rush. You don't want to be too far behind the rush. You don't want to be jumping in at the odd time. So you really got to hone your craft. And so the biggest part for me is when I see guys that get the chance to play in the American Hockey League and hone their craft, those are the guys that usually get their opportunities to jump in and do their thing. So I think it's a great league. And obviously I spend way too much time there than I would have liked to. But it's a really good league to hone their craft and to hone the timing of the pro game, because, you know, you want to be able to be an offensive guy, but also you don't want to be responsible in your own end. So it's a really good space to, you know, learn to not without the microscope on yourself, to make mistakes and be able to hone both parts of your game and be able to find that timing on, okay, how can I be how can I be offensive, and how can I jump in and make contributions offensively without being irresponsible on my own end. So to jump into the Oilers conversation here, is I like the additions they made, little stopgap guys like Fane and a couple of, you know, Nikishin and those guys that they've signed, you know, to allow guys that are coming up and some offensive type caliber guys that, you know, to allow them to spend some time in the minors, figure out that part of the game and be able to figure out the timing.
Demmer, always good to talk to you. More fun to play golf with you, and we'll have to get Struds out if he's ever not scared to play again. So hopefully that'll happen sometime soon.
Well, if I know Struddy, he's got big old you-know-whats, and he'll step up to the plate. He'll take us on, and we'll go and have a good time. It'd be great to play with you again, Greg.
Well, it'll be weird for you guys to back up another 100 yards because I play from the tips. I don't play from the whites and the reds.
Oh, my God.
Like, honestly, the reds.
Did that just come out of your mouth, Jed?
No, listen, the reds for me is for the ladies. The whites are for the juniors. The blues are for the bad golfers and the older men. And then the tips is where the real men play.
I've played with you. I've never seen you play from the tips.
I've changed. I've changed.
Hang on, Griggs. Let's just take what he just said as real thing.
Yeah.
We'll let Struddy play from the tips. That's what he says he wants to play from.
Sure.
You and I will go against him, and we'll just see what happens.
Oh, man, this will be gold. I can't wait.
I'll use a star flight ball and still beat you guys. Those are good balls, by the way.
I don't even know what a star flight ball is, but Struds obviously collects those out of the water.
My neighbor does. I was at a garage sale last week, and I picked up 2 dozen for $5. Boom.
It's just like you picking up a bar tab, that's for sure. Top flight bar tab. I forgot my wallet
a couple times.
Denver, good talking to Matt. We'll do it again soon.
Jeez. Anytime, Greg. Yeah, thanks. See you, Struddy.